Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. More now on the decision this afternoon by the State Gaming Commission to vote down a proposed $677 million casino in Brockton. That clears the way for a casino in nearby Taunton planned by the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. So let's get some analysis from Clyde Barrow. He's project manager for the Northeastern Gaming Research Project and chair of the Department of Political Science at the University of Texas, Rio Grande. Clyde Barrow, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you back. So first of all, can you just give us your initial reaction to the State Gaming Commission's decision, good or bad?
Well, I think they made the right decision, and I don't think anybody would be particularly surprised by it at this point. And I say that based on the fact that their own internal consultant about 2 days ago released a report suggesting that authorizing that casino would actually reduce total revenues to the state because of its competition with Taunton. So the writing was sort of on the wall at that point.
Right. In fact, that consultant said that it could reduce revenues to the state by $28 to $48 million, or roughly 6 to 9%. I'm wondering, given that sort of fundamental truth about the plan in Brockton, would it be any different for any other proposed casino in the region?
Well, in the region, yeah, I think you'd have a similar situation if anybody was to propose another commercial casino to compete with the Taunton proposal. As you know, the original legislation back when it was passed envisioned three resort casinos, with one of those based in southeastern Massachusetts, with a preference given to the tribe. So as things have worked out over the last few months, you know, the intent of the legislation has been realized. The commission sort of enforced that intent. And as a consequence, I think they have made the right decision, both in terms of being consistent with the goals of the legislation, but also in terms of the financial interests of the state.
And forgive me for asking what might seem just a gauche question, but then what do you predict the future to be for the license that's supposed to go to Region C?
Well, essentially, there won't be a license as such. What you will have is the compact that was negotiated with the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. So you will have an Indian-run casino on tribal lands in the city of Taunton, assuming that project goes forward. So, you know, the way the legislation was written, it really envisioned a third casino in southeastern Massachusetts, a preference for the tribe, but in the case that the tribe couldn't get land into trust, then they could open it up to commercial competition. The reality is, once the tribe got the favorable decision to bring the land into trust, sort of the intent of the legislation was pretty much fulfilled at that point.
I see. Now, overall, what does the Gaming Commission's decision mean for the state and casino gambling in the state overall? I mean, are we where we were supposed to be in terms of figuring out the licensing? Is the state going to get the revenues that it had hoped many years ago when we passed the casino gambling law?
Yeah. Well, in one sense, you could say that the commission's job is done. You know, we have three licenses now, effectively, in each of the three major regions, the Wynn Boston Harbor, the Springfield MGM, now the Mashpee Wampanoag First Light Casino, and Taunton in one slot parlor. That's exactly what the legislation intended. It's been much slower than one would have anticipated. In fact, Massachusetts has been slower from passage of legislation to opening of the first casino than any state in the history of the country by a very long margin. So in that sense, we're really not where people had anticipated. And as a consequence of that delay, you know, the market now in the Northeast is much more saturated, much more densely competitive than it was at a previous time. So I think, you know, probably some reassessment of the original revenue projections might be warranted, because it's a very competitive market at this point.
And just for full disclosure, Professor Barrow, you did an economic and fiscal impact analysis for Suffolk Downs license application, but you're not in any way associated with the Taunton or Brockton proposals.
That's correct.
Okay, good. Well, Clyde Barrow is project manager for the Northeastern Gaming Research Project. He's also chair of the Department of Political Science at the University of Texas, Rio Grande. Clyde Barrow, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And by the way, a little later this afternoon on All Things Considered, WBUR's Jack Lepiarz will be bringing you a full report of the Gaming Commission's decision on Brockton. So definitely stay tuned for that.